Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And okay, listeners, do you find yourself saying there ought to be a word for this? For someone who bleaches his teeth until they reach an implausible degree of whiteness? For planning to read a serious book only to switch out to a potboiler? For eating so many appetizers that you're no longer hungry for the meal? Well, never fear, my next guest will rescue you. Liesl Schillinger coins new words on her Tumblr blog, WordBirds, and has now published a book of 150 of them, illustrated by Elizabeth Zeckel. The book is WordBirds, an irreverent lexicon for the 21st century. Welcome to WNYC, Liesl Schillinger.
Hello, Brian.
And what fun. The book starts with a definition of word bird. Do you want to define it?
Yeah, sure. Well, people are always asking me why birds. And so for my lexicon, word birds, I started, you know, off the cuff by saying word bird, pronounced word bird with a U and a U. A memorable neologism whose meaning can be effectively and whimsically enhanced by an accompanying bird drawing.
Ah, so the birds show up in the illustrations.
That's right. Well, actually, I think there are 200 words altogether, and about 160 of them are illustrated. And that's why I say whose meaning can be, because they don't have to be, but I like it if an expressive bird can be dancing around to bring the meaning to life.
Kind of putting a bird on it, to quote the Portlandia sketch about the hipsters and their affinity for birds as a design element.
Exactly. And, you know, Fred Armisen actually read the book and told me he's going to use these words in Scrabble from now on.
Huh. So, listeners, do you have a term that you think there really should be a word for? Maybe Liesl can, right on the spur of the moment, come up with a word or take it under advisement.
Oh, my gosh.
And put it on Tumblr at a future date. What do you think there ought to be a word for that there isn't now? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And I teased a few in the introduction. So you want to tell us your word for someone who bleaches his teeth until they reach an implausible degree of whiteness?
I call those bright bites. That's a bright bite, you know, doing things with light. No, but, you know, if you go on a date with someone and his teeth look like plastic piano keys, it's kind of icky, and it's so common. But there was no word for that because people have only really been doing this for about, what, 5-6 years? It hasn't been so long. So,
or listeners, if you have your own word bird that you have come up with for a situation or a thing that didn't have a word in the dictionary, 212-433-9692. And that word for planning to read a serious book only to switch out to a potboiler?
I call that cannonball. And when I go to Fire Island with my friends of the summer, we're always bringing, you know, grand, great old books, Tolstoy or whatever, and we always end up just getting Us Weekly. And so I decided to call that cannonballing.
And you've got one for eating so many appetizers that you're no longer hungry for the meal.
That's to overderve. And if you're someone who overderves a lot, you're probably a canapig, which is another word bird.
And you are running a contest on your blog for new word birds. What are some of the submissions you like so far?
Well, I'll probably give away some of the winners, but that's okay. Someone wanted a word for a horrible, crazy, awful situation that actually ends up making your life better in a surprising way. Mm. And I came up with Mishigift, like Mishigas. And because that person is one of the winners, Elizabeth Zeckel, my brilliant artist, is now drawing up an illustration for that word. And she's working on a secretary bird stomping to death a huge cobra, which is its Mishigift.
I noticed the word prevaricate.
That's something I was talking to a class last week and someone wanted to know my age. And I said, oh, I don't see why you need to know. And they said, oh, come on, there should be a word for that. And I said, okay, I'm prevaricating. I'll just tell you that I remember the Carter era, and so I left it at that.
Sonata in Haverstraw has a word. Hi, Sonata.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your word?
I came up with a word. It's nagravate, and I think it's self-evident what that's about.
I think that's a good one. You know, someone sent me something about people in the car always nagging them about how to drive, and so I called that one nagavate. And nagavator, but a nagravator is just as bad on or off of four wheels.
Bob, in Brooklyn, you're looking for a word for something?
That's a good one. You know, someone
Bob, we'll come back to you. Here's one from the book that some of us think happens around our office a lot. Chromosome.
The chromosome. Every now and then, you'll walk down the street and you'll think, why is everyone wearing purple and white stripes today? Or why is everyone wearing aqua? And I call that being in the chromosome. And I give a usage example in the book, but that's the kind of thing where when you walk into the office and you aren't in the chromosome, you say, I didn't get the memo.
Bob, you're there now, right?
Sure, sure. I'd like a word for narcissistic people who engage in a relationship with you and you're kind of unaware of their narcissism because the relationship is quite nice,
oh,
but who ultimately disappoint you either by rejecting you or by somehow exploiting you.
Wow, that's deep.
Okay, that's dark, and that's very much what WordBirds is for. And I can't always do these on the spot, but you could call it an egotrist. Instead of an egotist, egotrist, T-R-Y-S-T, that's someone who's with you, and it's nice, but it's actually all about them. That might work. I've also got in the book Placebo, which is a guy who acts like a boyfriend, but is like a Bo is spelled B-E-A-U.
Ha.
And so he likes to be seen on your side, but he's not really a boyfriend.
Catherine in Portchester, you're looking for a word, too?
Yeah, I was looking for a word for that disapproving glance that other parents give you when your child does something that they clearly think is inappropriate.
Oh, my gosh, that is fantastic. Okay.
You can work on it.
You'll have to give me time. You'll see. Look at wordbirds.tumblr.com, and I will give me your name, and you might just win the next contest if we choose that one.
Okay. Catherine, thank you very much. Let's see. How about Freudschad? Did I say that right?
Freudschada. See, and so these words, I'm glad you brought up that word because some of my words are jokes and puns, but I love languages. I speak a lot of languages, and I'm trying to pull off things that have a reason to stick. And everyone knows what Schadenfreude is, you know, when you're happy at the misfortunes of others. But Freudschade is when you're unhappy because your friends are turning you into a Freud. They want you to shrink them all the time and to be their therapist, and they have no interest in any issue that does not involve themselves. That gives you Freudschade.
How about Masculara?
Masculara. Well, I live in the East Village, where there are lots of whippet-thin, handsome young men who have very dark, black, glossy eyelashes. They're using Masculara to be trendy.
Did you see Ben Schott's column of words there should be in German by any chance? Is that an easier language to make up words for?
Well, I'm so interested in seeing that book. His book is called Schadenfreude. And, you know, since I do have the word Freudschade in my book, Schadenfreude is a pun out of his name. But, yes, the German language is uniquely expressive that way because they make words by adding things together. You know, so a glove is a hand shoe. And so you'll see that in one of my words, Schadenfrolic, in the early years of this decade, everyone was being laid off in my office, and we kept on going to goodbye parties for that. I called it a Schadenfrolic, which is because it's actually something kind of tragic.
Liesl Schillinger's book is WordBirds, an Irreverent Lexicon for the 21st Century. And let's see, you've got a reading at Powerhouse in Dumbo tomorrow at 7 p.m. so people can play like this with you at that time.
Absolutely.
So much fun. Thank you for
coming
on.
Thank you so much.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.